I don't want it. What? Abigail. What is that? Sugar water?
No.
What is that?
The lemonade.
What lemonade?
The squirt.
Don't. You wasting my squirts?
We got our cold open.
That's too much squirts. Way too much squirts. No, that is way too much squirt. You need to dump that. That's disgusting. That's way too much.
Put some vodka in it.
Like, that's what she said.
Mr. Jeff does.
Dude, that was horrible.
Like, we got it. Thank you for the cold open.
Oh shit, we're recording. God damn it.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Saints Podcast.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast United Network. I had to check the script. What are we, podcast? What? I'm your host, Jeff, and I am apparently as rusty as the New Orleans Saints. I'm not drunk. I am drinking water today because yesterday's game was such a sobering experience that there's no amount of alcohol that could help compensate or cover or help you cope with this, the state of the New Orleans Saints in 2021. We're not saying that they are a bad football team. It's not a bad franchise. They're not in any kind of long-term trouble. It's just, man, when Drew Brees was the amulet that protects you from the curse of Marie Laveau, and now that he's gone, the curse is back, right? And I don't know if it's the amount of injuries that are piling up, or if it's the fact that we didn't address the wide receiver situation, or if there's other things going on, but this team has too much to overcome, and it feels like they believe that to be true. We're going to talk a little bit about that. I know y'all did the instant reaction show. Scott, you caught a lot of flack for that. We're going to get into that a little bit. In the meantime, let's welcome Ben to the show. Ben, welcome to the Dome Patrol Podcast United Network Big Show. I think this is your first appearance on the Big Show this season, is it? Maybe your second?
I've done a few.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's been in a while. So what's your number?
It's been a while. Zero. I am currently working.
So, working hard, I see.
Working very hard. You know, I'm working as hard as Cesar Ruiz.
I mean, Carlos Ruiz.
Right? Carlos Ruiz, yes.
All right. And then Scott, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I am also a zero. I'm just happy to be here, Jeff. About as happy as a Saints fan can be right now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I know.
But you're happy you have somebody to join your side.
Join my shit show train. Choo-choo. Yeah, right. Choo-choo.
All right. And then, Gunn, welcome to the show. What's your number?
It's a little too early in the afternoon to be working on a decimal system, but I'm getting there.
The only decimal system he's working on is the Dewey decimal system.
That's right. With the library books.
Right. I don't think kids these days know anything about that.
They know nothing of the Dewey decimal system. They know nothing of going to libraries and checking out books as a form of entertainment.
Mm-mm. What's a library?
Exactly. Ben doesn't fucking know what a library is.
They don't have those in Canada.
You did a little bit of the instant reaction. I've noticed these instant reactions are less about the games and more about just feelings, and that's okay. So we are going to go into a little bit of a game recap. Y'all did talk a little bit about Marcus Williams had a good game.
Davenport is looking pretty dang good. If he can stay healthy.
Davenport is on the injury list. What do they call it? The pretend injury list?
Simulated injury
list. The simulated injury list. He's on it with was it shoulder?
Did they practice or?
Yeah. Well, they didn't practice today, so they did a simulated injury report since they have a short week, and there was a lot of people on there that wouldn't have practiced if they would have had practice today.
Oh, right. Another positive was going to be Troutman, but now the news has just broken about his injury.
Yes, yeah. Troutman had a good game.
Davenport was shoulder, by the way.
Sprained MCL out four to six weeks.
That's the season.
Basically. I mean,
because there ain't gonna be no playoffs. I tell you that.
That's a season.
You don't want Troutman to come in and perform like Jared Cook in the playoffs.
I mean, that would be a step up for Troutman.
Oh.
So
you got to catch the ball first to fumble right. It, right?
Although Troutman had
he had a good game.
Said what he said last week, and that got into Troutman's head, I guess, and he finally decided to step up and play. And this kind of shit, like, I get it that guys sometimes you need the extra motivation, you need whatever you need, but it's also you're a professional. If he could have played like this all year, why hasn't he? Why did it take Sean Payton to nearly cut him for him to wake up and start playing? I mean, and like I was saying in the intro, I just have this feeling that as each loss happens, more and more guys are going to, like, their intensity level is going to decrease toward the end of the season, which is why, Scott, I do agree with the point you were making on the instant reaction show that we're not likely going to win. You know, I'll take the over on one game, but I'm taking the under on 2.5.
Yeah, I think we said 3 and I took the under.
Yeah, I'll take the under on 3. I don't see this team winning 3 more games. I know Kamara's coming back, but now you've lost Troutman. You got Davenport. It's like one goes in, 2 come off the field. It's a fucking revolving door at the hospital.
A bit like Cesar Ruiz.
Carlos. And Carlos. We lost both Cesar and Carlos. I just don't see us overcoming this with, I mean, maybe you can beat the Jets. I don't see us beating Carolina. Yeah. We might be able to beat Atlanta in like the snooze fest of the year.
And I just want to kind of clarify, kind of Jeff and I were talking about this before, my position. I want the Saints to win. I don't think they're, you know, Wes was talking about next year it's going to be a shit year, and I don't agree with that. But where we are at right now with the injuries, and it's nobody's fault that the injuries happen, right? Except for maybe Dr. Nick. Hey, everybody, you know, it's not anybody's fault, but just sitting where we're at, it's just like Jeff said, we get one back, we lose 2 more. It's just hard to be
reality.
Yeah, it's just hard to see us getting a lot more wins.
I want to win every game. I think this team is going to, you have a point you're trying to make, or are you just doing something? Okay, go ahead, Gunn.
While Wes and I can disagree on what constitutes a proper lobster bisque, I very much agree with Wes and what he was saying last night on the Instant Reaction Show about all is not lost. Like, I mean, yesterday's loss was a big one in that the season starts to slip away with the loss yesterday. Yesterday was the biggest game of the season so far. It felt like, as weird as it was, us playing the lowly Eagles with a third string offense on our side. It felt like the most important game of the year. And going in, I wasn't too optimistic that we were going to win, and we didn't, right? The thing that I liked about what I saw yesterday is that the Saints fought. They fought. They scored 22 points in the fourth quarter. They didn't lay down. They're outmanned. They're outmatched. They can't, but they fought. And so they didn't give up. And what do you expect out of this team? It's hard to get upset at them, but the optimism for more than 0 wins,
or nobody's upset with them, or to clarify,
or 2 wins is we do have 3 Pro Bowl players returning to the team, theoretically, in the next 4 days, perhaps in the next, we got another game in 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all is not lost. And then, you know, you start to look at what about the crazy idea of what if Taysom's head is okay and he doesn't actually have a career altering concussion right now?
It shouldn't be, because they just signed a hybrid extension with him today.
What the fuck?
Puts him on the team for 4 more years.
What the fuck? In Taysom, we trust. Ring the bell. It's Taysom mania all over again. Something. I mean, we know football's too crazy to say that this team is not going to win more than 2 games all the rest of the way out. I mean, obviously I'm a homer. Obviously I'm a fan, but I think that there's facts to support, namely Alvin Kamara coming back, Armstead coming back, Ramchek coming back, Taysom essentially come back. Taysom's been gone. You are seeing Traquan is stepping up and playing like a very good NFL receiver. There, you know, Troutman was looking good until his season got ended. There's always got to be room for upside and optimism, and I think that the facts support it here. And I think that's what Wes was disagreeing with Scott about last night, and that's what I'm agreeing with Wes about today.
Okay, so the Taysom thing, I'm a bit confused because, I mean, you want him at quarterback now, but for weeks you've been saying don't use him unless it's inside the 10 and only use him back then. But now you want him to start.
I don't want him to start. I still don't want him to start. But coach may, the coach of the Saints may be of a different opinion. They may want him to start. And who's to say he doesn't come in? And I mean, I have no idea. I don't think he will do well. But there's always room for optimism. I mean, it's not like us. It was said last night, no, there's nobody coming in to save us. Well, we still have guys that can save us.
But we're
still
losing
have Kamara.
More people than we're getting back. Like,
you could put it
Troutman.
All on Kamara.
I don't think you can.
I trust Kamara to get us 3 wins. I believe in Alvin Kamara that much.
And I'll say about the 22 points in the fourth quarter, yes, it was good that we didn't give up. Well, I'll come back to that in a second. But, you know, when you're down like that, the defense is going to maybe play off a little bit. And I think they talked about that after the game. I think Simeon maybe talked about that after the game. Like, we got to get points earlier in the game and not just when the defense is more relaxed. And getting chunk yardage that way.
You scored 22 points because the Eagles gave you garbage.
And you keep, you know, you're saying we keep fighting to the end, which is great. And I'm glad we're doing that. But it reminds me of the knight in Monty Python when he gets his arm cut off and he's like, come on, I can still go. And then he gets his other arm cut off. And he's like, where are you going? I'm still here. And he gets his leg cut off. You know, I mean, it's just like, how many injuries can we take? You know, we keep fighting and fighting, but I don't know.
And it's hard.
It's
hard to go back as far into our memories as we have to all of those losing teams that we used to root for in the Saint as Saints fans. And Jeff, you'll remember this. Scott, you'll remember this. Ben, you won't.
Sorry.
Those teams, sometimes they quit. Yeah. The teams quit. And you can tell. You see it. You not want to say a certain LSU University. Nobody's quit. None of those players have quit, right? I mean, motherfuckers are literally quitting the team,
right?
For months this team is still fighting. This it does mean something to me.
I'm not. Nobody's
losing or Monty Python skit or whatever.
No one is suggesting
they're not giving up.
We don't like the guys, and I love that. I agree, they're not quitting, and I love that. I do think as they lose more and more that you may see a few players start to think about the future and say, you know what, I'm not going to go for the extra yard, I'm going to step out of bounds, I'm not going to go for the extra yard and potentially get hurt, I'm going to go down. You might even see coach, once we're not in playoff contention, you might start to see us be even more conservative with the injury reports and holding players out because they're thinking of the future. And I don't think that's the wrong approach to take. I think it's actually a smart approach to take. I think not giving up in a game, admirable qualities. I love that. That makes me want these guys back on the roster. I am rooting for them to win. I want to win out. I want to make the playoffs. I want all these things. I will continue to support this team. I will continue to watch the games. I will continue to hope every Sunday. I'm going to wake up every Sunday excited that it's game day. And this is going to be Thursday night. We're going to make sure that all the food is eaten and we're going to sit down and we're going to watch that game. And we're going to do everything we can as a fan sitting on the couch to rally the team and to the football gods, please help them win this game. But the realist in me says they're not going to beat Buffalo. They're not going to beat Dallas. They're not going to beat Carolina. They're going to fight against Miami. They're going to fight against the Jets. And they're going to fight against Atlanta. Am I missing anybody? That's 6 games.
Well, that's the thing. And that's the thing that this team's not going to – if we don't make the playoffs, it is going to come down to the end. Because the NFC sucks. And there's all these – playoff spots available.
Tampa,
and
yeah, they're gonna,
I mean, there's all of this going on, and those last 3 games are all shit teams that we have a fighting chance to win no matter what. And so there's really, while I agree with you, Jeff, if all was lost, going into tank mode, protect people mode, whatever, longevity mode, that's fine. I agree with that. But the way that our schedule is going to flesh out and the way that the bottom of the playoff list is going to flesh out, we're not going to get it. We're not going to have a chance to tank because we have a shot until the final week, the way this is fleshing out.
It's actually lining up to be the exact way we started, yo-yo. So it's like Dallas lost, Jets, if that's a winnable game, if we have the fight in us and we have the health, right? That's one of the winnables. Then the next week we lose to the Bucks. The next week we have a chance against the Dolphins. The next week we lose to the Panthers. The next week we have a fighting chance against the Falcons. It's going to be up and down, which is at best, again, at best, three more games, which puts us in a, what are we, 8-9?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you make that, now granted, aren't there seven teams in the playoffs this year? Yeah. Do you slide in at 8-9?
Maybe you do, but I mean.
Then you go to Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, how far do you go?
Get your fucking ass handed to you for the revenge game.
Ooh.
Do we really want that? Like, Jesus.
What if we just know how to beat them? What if we're just their kryptonite?
Hey, you know, well, you know, the other theory is we suck against the bad teams and we beat the good teams. So we actually beat Buffalo, Dallas, and Tampa, and we lose to Miami, the Jets, and the Falcons. And then the Panthers game is a toss-up.
It's funny that, like, you know, this NFL season in general has just been really weird. Like, I mean, you look at Tennessee, who beat us last week, and then they go and lose to Houston this week. It's just like, where you don't think, I'm kind of with Jeff, where I don't know if we'll win three more games. We could very well run the table and win them all. I mean, it's just the way the season is. It's just a weird season. It's not just for the Saints. It's across the league. It's just been a very strange season.
All right. So we are in the playoff hunt as much as anybody else is, as far as wild cards. Like, there's only one wild card ahead of us, and that's the Rams at 7-3. Everybody else, like Vikings are 5-5. We're 5-5. The Eagles are 5-6. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so yes,
you kind of look at teams that are, I guess, trending up and trending down. I would say we might be trending more towards the down as opposed to
some other teams,
but it could change. It could change like that.
Hopefully some of these injuries that we saw on the simulated report today are just kind of like, it's a shoulder thing on Davenport, but that doesn't mean he's not going to play in the game. You know, now if you get these guys back and they can get a fighting chance and you pick up a game here and you get a little momentum, maybe, you know, as easily, I'm literally, am I changing my position just by seeing that there's hope? It's the hope that kills you, but it's also, you know what? We aren't, like, the last 2 weeks I felt are really, really ugly games. Like, we have been really, really bad. The question then is it because of the offensive line injuries?
I think there's a real lack of, like, playmakers on this team, on the offensive side of the ball.
On the receiver side of the ball.
Apart from, you know, literally you've got Michael Thompson, Kamara as your only guys who can make big explosive plays consistently. Harris can splash in there.
Traquan is what I meant to say. I
wouldn't put Traquan as splash.
Him as one of these guys that can make, this week, but I'm talking about consistently. And this is where the neglect and the awful drafting in the last couple of years has really come out to hurt us.
I wouldn't say it's really awful drafting, it's just not tending to the wide receiver position.
Dude, Zach Bourne can't even get on the field. Peyton Turner.
I'm the wrong guy.
Cesar Ruiz.
I have a personal rule. I don't talk shit about Saints drafts because these guys know what they're doing.
Yeah, I need to go back and check your talking point there. They had one bad draft, but that was notably bad. But
yeah, I don't think that
if Zach Bourne's not getting on the field, that's not an indictment on Zach Bond. That's how good the rest of the linebackers actually are.
But what's he really good at?
Is a strength of our team.
What was he really good at college?
I don't know, because I didn't know him in college, which it goes back to Gunn's point. The Saints know better than we do, and they have proven to be better, above average talent evaluators when it comes to both the draft and free agency, other than the injury. They really love injury-prone players, though.
They're looking for body types. I mean, the Saints will take a guy out of UTSA, you know, that has
it's an athletic measurables. Score, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, Ben, I can tell you the alternative. Ben, you don't remember this because you were probably 8 years old when this happened, or less. I don't know. But you're probably 1 year old. Ditka 1 year just drafted like everybody that won an award.
Yeah.
So he drafted Danny Werfel, and he drafted like the guy that set the 1AA rushing record. His name was like Troy Davis. You drafted the guy out of Colorado.
Ironically, a bunch of guys that you don't know their names. Because they're peaked in college.
You know, Gunn was talking about earlier. Right.
You don't draft names.
How
draft
we remember, you know, older Saints teams before Breeze and how they quit. And I think the biggest difference between that and now is Sean Payton. Like, Sean Payton's not going to let this team quit. Like, he's just not. That's not in him.
What about the Sean Payton that looked like he was defeated in the?
Look, I mean, right after a game, you're gonna look defeated, especially after your third straight loss. Look,
I've still got PTSD from Jim Mora's diddly poo rant the week before he quit, and I'm wondering, like, when is Sean Payton gonna realize what the fuck am I doing? There's no degrees.
Jeff, I think that's the best question. I think that's the most important question that no Saints fans are like. That's not in the discussion right now. Is I've heard people talking about rebuilds and stuff like that, and it's like, you think Sean Payton's going to stick around for a rebuild? I mean, he can leave at any time. He's no spring chicken. He's making $12 million a year, which I didn't realize.
He's one of the highest paid coaches in the league. They
believe in him. Around. He's got a handshake to be here as long as he wants to right now, and that's fine, and that's great. It's more on how long are we going to get to keep him.
I don't know that he could go anywhere and have the power that he has here. You know, like Jason likes to always say, no accountability with him and Loomis. Like, they're running the show. Gail Benson has
more.
No,
you're getting paid more than most
on.
Coaches, and you don't have to answer to anyone.
When the family deal happened, they jumped on Team Gail, and that was the right thing to do. And Team Gail won, probably because of their help. And so they're loyal to each other till the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You also got to remember, Peyton's got a massive ego. He wants to win with another quarterback.
Yeah, to prove he can. He needs to win another Super Bowl with another quarterback to cement his legacy. And the best place to do it is here. Look, and you know, if Jameis doesn't get hurt, I mean, he went 5-2 with Jameis. Yeah. Jameis doesn't get hurt.
Oh, we're 5-7. We're 8-2 right now.
That's why I think he's going to go all out for one of these superstar quarterbacks in the offseason.
Or keep.
And I think he will give up the house for one.
See, it's an interesting conversation to be had.
I think your idea. I think that theory feeds into Peyton's. Like, let's do it now. Give me a 35-year-old quarterback that's a future Hall of Famer. Let's go.
Well, we've got this defense. He wants to win.
Yeah.
If he has to give up three future first round draft picks for it,
that's how you know he's not going to stick around long term.
he mortgages
the future because he ain't gonna be here. Okay.
So, for example, you trade Marcus Davenport, Cesar Ruiz, and Peyton Turner to the Seahawks for Russell Wilson. You'd be like, okay, all day long.
Oh, you forgot Davenport, Michael Thomas. You got to throw Michael Thomas.
Yeah, give him Michael Thomas, not Davenport.
Give Michael Thomas.
If you get rid of Davenport, you've lost the defense that you are saying
you don't
want to
waste. You don't get rid of Davenport.
No, I'm just saying these are first-round draft picks.
And Exhibit A is the first six, seven games of the season when he was missing. Five games,
Ben, Davenport is a first-round draft. Back to your point about you were trying to say we haven't had good drafts. You remember a player named Al Kadeem Muhammad? He was a defensive lineman. We drafted him out of Miami in the sixth round. He's a starter for the Colts now. I mean, they're finding talent. And we had he wasn't on our team because guys like Davenport and the bounty of riches that we had when Muhammad was with us. These guys, I mean, we've had talent for so long. It's just all injured.
Right. Which brings up the real question is, is, do we have a strength and conditioning problem, or is every team dealing with this level of injuries? Because I will say, like, the last 3, 4, 5 years, it feels like we have had to endure a whole lot more injuries than I ever remember us having to deal with.
A lot of teams are dealing with it.
Have today's players become a little, like, as did the part of the CBA come out and be like, oh, you know what, if my stomach hurts in the morning, I can't play, you know, like, have we lowered the bar?
It's possible. I mean, you got to think with the concussion protocol too, the way it is now, as opposed to the way it was. Mm-hmm. Then you got COVID, you know, going on, you know, it's just the IR, you can sit out 3 weeks. I mean, a lot of players wouldn't be going on IR if it was like it used to be too. I think it's funny that Jeff wanted to do a game recap but spent the whole time talking about the same stuff.
It's hard.
Isn't it hard, Jeff?
No, it's hard when there's no game to actually talk about.
It's just more easy to talk analysis.
We've got a problem with the RPO and a mobile quarterback.
That's RPO. RPO, not I. Run pass option.
Run pass interception is what he's talking
about.
It's RPO. You misunderstand his answer.
I thought it was an RPO. RPO is what the Saints offense did.
We run it, we pass it, they intercept it. There you go.
Yeah.
Here's a game recap for you. How about that pick six?
Yeah, that was huge. We were, I think I talked about this on Interaction. So we were trying to drive to go down and score. We score a touchdown and we're only down by 6 going into halftime. He throws that pick six and
that was the killer in the coffin.
And, you know, look, he's only thrown 2 interceptions this year and those were his first 2. So I'm not going to shit on him too bad, but it was just bad timing. And I mean,
he threw ugly all day. Like there was a lot of bad passes.
I think in the first half, he didn't play well, but I think he actually looked all right in the second half, considering the talent that he's having to play with.
A point that I made on taking the over last week is that we had been losing by narrow, narrow margins. Saints are always in these games. It's been close losses to good teams, but we've been doing that with little to no turnovers whatsoever. And so we're just not going to be some magic unicorn of a team that, like, they write Disney movies about in the future about how we, like, never committed a turnover. We're going to commit turnovers. It's just math.
Yeah, we have to play perfect in order to win games.
We're due turnovers, so yeah, you saw the results and the fruits of not playing turnover free.
Yeah. I wonder, when was the last time we let up 40 points?
It's been a while.
2015 against Washington?
Is it that long? I mean, I don't know if that's accurate.
We gave up 242 yards on the ground.
No, it's a game against Giants, I think. The mad game against the Giants.
When's the last time we gave up 242 yards on the ground?
We kept punting it to we kept having an outstanding punt game.
Oh,
and they just drive it all the way down the field.
Gilligan's good. He's good. He should make the Pro Bowl for sure.
All right. So you talk about Simeon playing well in the fourth quarter, right? He, on the first touchdown drive, he completed 1 pass. Then Ingram ran, he scrambled, and it was a touchdown. On the next drive, that was a field goal, incomplete pass, Ingram run, short pass to Troutman for -6 yards. Then a deep pass to Troutman, Ingram run, incomplete pass, short pass, touchdown. So far, I'm keeping track here. I think that's 2 or 3 complete passes, one of them for negative yards. And then the next touchdown was a short pass to Ingram.
He didn't have a
2-yard pass, 10-yard pass, 1-yard pass. So the last touchdown drive was all passing. But again, these are garbage yards at this point. I don't think Trevor Siemian had a good, like, this was his worst game.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And, you know, and then 2, we fumbled the ball. You know, Ingram had a fumble. I mean, other than his fumble, I mean, he ran for 88 yards. You know, he looked pretty decent for, you know, a guy, I guess, who doesn't
play. You know, Wes brought up this 35. I don't care how old Ingram is. He's playing fucking great. Okay.
Yes. He's playing
great. Let's not put an asterisk next to his name. He's the Saints' all-time leading rusher. We're lucky to have him back on the team, especially with Kamara out, and he is holding it down. He is a bright spot, if not the bright spot, on our offense right now. So the whole how old he is. No, he's doing fucking great, even as a young guy.
Y'all talking about number 14?
Yes.
Yes.
He's a fall forward back. Like that kid.
Yeah.
Where'd he come from?
Like that kid.
He's got some spunk in him. He runs
hard. I think he won the Heisman.
Oh, he won the Heisman. Oh, he must be one of them Bama guys.
He actually is.
Didn't he win awards in college? Did Mike Ditka draft him?
Did his dad play in the NFL?
I heard about that. I heard about that.
About that guy. I heard about him.
Yeah. Didn't we move up to get him?
I don't think so. I think Houston just gave him to us. They just said they're one of those teams that
does what y'all like. That was Reggie Bush when they took Mario Williams.
Wow, you're right. Ooh, Houston is like a running back farm team for the New Orleans Saints.
they're such a kind franchise to the other franchises.
That's Houston. Right. Well, it's because they're close in proximity. They're like, you know, and you got a lot of former New Orleans people living in Houston.
Maybe they'll give us Deshaun Watson next year.
They probably will. If we wanted them, they'd probably give them to us.
New Orleans does have a lot of massage parlors. So
we do.
Allegedly.
Anything else on the game or the current situation that the Saints find themselves in?
Is it the off season yet?
I don't want it to be.
I don't either. I'm enjoying, you know, it's kind of, we talked about this at the beginning of this
Scott,
season.
Please tell me what you're
it's
enjoying.
Almost kind of fun going into a game not having expectations.
Dude,
I did not feel that way at the end of the day yesterday.
No. We did. I was pretty sad. You guys went into this season full of expectations. You go back and look at your predictions and everything. You guys went in with high expectations.
We did.
I didn't appear on y'all's prediction show. I had high expectations. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I still do.
Why wouldn't you? You have Jameis Winston. I mean, you know.
Oh, next year? Next year. Oh, wait till next year.
You know, at the beginning of the season, too, you know, we thought that if we could get to the bye, we'd have all these players coming back. Lutz, Michael Thomas, you know, all this. And it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Although by the time we did the preseason before week one, we knew Michael Thomas wasn't coming back. Well, we thought we'd have six.
No.
Right? We did think we'd have
Gunn did.
Five or six.
Gunn did.
Just want to give y'all an update. Uncle Baby Billy just took a piss.
Nice.
And now he's looking over and he's getting ready for pick'ems.
Wow.
He's doing his routine. Yeah, now he's burying.
He's drained his bladder. Now he's ready for
He's protecting his scent from predators, and soon he'll be picking games. Sorry. Right. Continue.
You know, I think that should be our segue.
That should be that's a good segue.
Is it pick'ems time? I mean, because Uncle Baby Billy is now
Uncle Baby Billy has decided it's time for pick'ems.
Good. Let me go get some hair ties.
Like the rest, your failure is my success. It's all about control. Will you make it? I will deliver the pain. You can't take it.
While Gunn gets Uncle Baby Billy's equipment set up and starts taping his legs and strapping on his shoulder pads, last week looks like Uncle Baby Billy was 2-3, so he didn't do too well, even though he was adorable when he did. Scott, you were 1-4 last week.
Good Lord. I went 5-0.
And everyone else was 3-2.
I went 1-4.
That's better.
Yeah.
I'm climbing.
Everybody else went 3-2. In the larger league, Allie Gibbs continues to hold on to first place for another week, followed by Big Easy Gaijon. Nice. Then Jake, then me, then Trevor Bruno, Drew, Scott.
Damn, I dropped a lot, huh?
Yeah. You're seventh now. Uncle Baby Billy is right on your tail.
No pun intended.
Actually, he's four games behind, so you got a little efficient. Then
but
James.
Those cats have nine lives, though. Does he get to vote 9 times? Is that what happened? Is that why he's so high on the list?
Yep. Then James Farmer, Carp, and Paul Perrette is 500. And in the losers section, we got Sans Hobbs, Tom Ensign, Wes, Jambalaya Brothers, the Mailman, Neil, Mr. Coach Klein, Ben, what are you talking about climbing? Jason and Drummer.
So, he just means he's above Jason.
That's above Jason. I don't need
still below Neil, though.
So, all right. You ready?
I'm ready. Yes.
Pick'ems. First game, the 5-4 Pittsburgh Steelers coming off a loss to the Chargers. They lost 41-37. They are at Cincinnati, who's coming off of a win against the Raiders, 32-13. Joey B getting it done. They are 6-4, the Bengals are. It is at Cincinnati, and the Bengals are favored by 3.5.
What did Pittsburgh do? Did they lose to the Chargers?
They lost to the Chargers, 41-37. Right? I don't remember what this
was. Yeah, they covered because it was 5.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh again. I think they cover.
Okay.
Give me the Bengals.
I think y'all know where I'm going with this. I am rolling with Joey B. Give me the Bengals.
As is, of course, the tradition.
He's the main star of the show.
He's so excited. He heard the paper ripping, and he came running this way. He knows he's about to play pick 'em.
Now, we're not live streaming, Jeff, so you have to narrate this for the folks listening.
All right. Hair tie on each one. Ready? Go, okay, folks. Go. Ooh, he got
Uncle Baby Billy.
He went quick.
He made it quick. All right.
There you go. Cincinnati. -3.5.
All right. So, Ben, you took Cincy. Scott, you took Cincy. And UBB is taking Cincy.
In case there's any haters or doubters out there, I'd have totally taken Pittsburgh myself. +3.5.
Right. Yeah, because you're smart.
All right.
Yeah.
The next game.
I'm not a cat.
It reminds me of that Zoom video.
The Zoom video. I'm not a cat.
I promise.
I'm not a cat. I'm a human. Sounds like something that? A cat would say.
Who does that? Sounds like.
All right. The 6-3 Tampa Bay Bucks. They are playing tonight versus the Giants, so they will be on a short week. They are traveling to Indy, who beat the brakes off the Bills, 41-15. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, whatever the hell his name is, scored 5 touchdowns in that game.
Was he on Home Improvement?
Yes, he was. Indy is 6-5, and Indy actually is a 2.5-point underdog. So Tampa is favored by 2.5.
So Tampa at Indy.
At Indy.
Getting 2.5.
Indy is getting 2.5 at home.
I will take Tampa.
Yeah, same, please. Tampa.
I'm going to take Tampa as well.
And now for the main event.
All right, Uncle Baby Billy. Gunn's putting out the papers. You know, Gunn, you don't have to write them every time. You could just put 1 and 2.
I'm not that smart. Whatever.
Home and away or something.
But,
he is on today. He's picking
Indy +2.5.
Wow.
You know I wouldn't take that.
No one in their right mind. He might be the only one in the entire Pick'ems league taking Indianapolis this week.
Oof.
Does he know? Jason hasn't made his picks yet. He got his prize.
God damn it.
Does he know if Tom Brady's hurt and we don't? Maybe he has he subscribes to
he knows that Tom Brady uses cat blood and that's how he's performing so well. That's his part of tiger his lives.
Yeah, tiger blood.
Next game, the 8-3 Tennessee Titans travel to New England. Titans are coming off a loss to Houston. They did not tighten up this week. They lost 22-13 to Houston. I guess
how the fuck they do that?
Week too late for
us.
So Tennessee is going to New England. New England is 7-4. They beat the Atlanta Falcons 25-0. New England is at home.
First time the Falcons have been shut out at home since like 1990 something, I think. I thought I heard that statistic whenever they were playing. Hmm.
Tennessee at New England. New England is favored by 5.5.
Ooh, that's a lot.
A big number.
New England by 5.5.
That's a big number.
Is that that's not a division game?
No, Mike Vrabel used to be a DC.
Oh, yeah, Vrabel used to play for the – ooh, I'm taking – ooh, man. Do you take Vrabel? He used to play for Belichick.
I think New England will win, but I'm going to take the points. Give me Tennessee.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
This feels like one of those traps to me. While we wait for Uncle Baby Billy to make his pick, I'm going to go against everything that you should do when you have this big of a spread. I'm going to take New England because I just think they're one of those teams that is on the upward trend. Scott, you talked about teams that are going down trend, up trend. I think New England's putting it together. I think Mac Jones is going to help the team score a lot of points. I think their defense is better than Tennessee's.
Their defense has been playing very well.
Yeah. And Uncle Baby Billy agrees with me. So there you have it.
I think I'm gonna roll with New England too. I have their defense in fantasy and they've been killing it for me lately. So I think they're gonna shut down the Titans. They scored 28 points on fantasy this week, New England's defense.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
5.5 is a lot of points though.
It is.
It is.
But the Saints almost beat Tennessee, so that's not too good for Tennessee.
The next game is the Los Angeles Rams. They are 7-3. They're coming off a bye. They are traveling to Green Bay, who lost to the Vikings on a last second field goal. Green Bay is 8-3. It is at Green Bay. Green Bay is favored by 1 at home.
Give me Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm going to go Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm going to go
Green Bay. You don't really see back-to-back Green Bay losses, do you? They kind of do bounce back quite well.
It's almost a it's basically
and,
a pick 'em.
And they're home, right. But yeah,
Green Bay. Yeah, nice California weather going up to Green Bay. Yeah.
Even if Green Bay does win by 1, it's a push. Everybody wins. Right. That's how we do pick-ems around Baby here. Billy's and Uncle Baby it. Billy has made – he is on
he's
today.
He's pretty adamant. He really liked Green Bay.
Green Bay as well. Yeah. Oh, nice. Very good.
All right.
Now I'm wondering, Gunn, do you know if he has a favorite hair tie that you're putting on the one that you want him to pick? Like,
dude, I don't – well,
he's laced one with catnip. Yeah.
I timed my tincture so well today that I don't know if there's a difference between the two hair ties. Like, I don't – and as soon as I put the pieces of paper down, I honestly – like, I do a little shuffling and writing, and but I don't – I have no idea.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, that's true.
And we're watching. Now... We don't even know. We're going on to our shitty game of the week.
Here we go. No. Piece of shit card. I got a piece of shit card. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far. My card's a...
The shitty game of the week has the 2-8 New York Jets, who lost to the Dolphins 24-17. They are at the 2-8 Houston Texans that beat the Titans. The Texans are at home, and they are favored by 3.
The Texans favored by 3.
Yes. Now, the Jets didn't have their starting quarterback, I don't believe, this week. They went with their backup, which their starter is Mike White. I don't know who their backup is. Mike White's not.
Wasn't it?
I thought it was Joe Flacco.
It's Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I wouldn't call him a backup.
Joe Mother.
Really?
Flacco.
Who would you call him?
Big Dick Joe Flacco.
He's a starter.
Yeah. He's no man.
He's a Super Bowl champion. Wasn't he an MVP?
Yeah, but they give those out to quarterbacks like uniforms.
No, Ray Lewis got it.
Are y'all ready for this one?
Oh, was it? Yeah, you can do it. I'm looking at, let's see, Houston has only managed to score 150 points this whole year.
I'm going with the Jets. It's fun to bet the Jets, isn't it, Gump?
You're going to go with the Jets?
Yeah.
Okay. Is Joe Flacco playing for them again?
I don't know if it's Flacco or Wilson. Is Wilson back or is he?
Uncle Baby Billy is taking Houston. I'm torn on this. So I'm in a shitty game like this. I'm gonna take points. I'm gonna take the Jets.
That's why you have a cat pick the games. It's too much pressure.
Right. You really came up with a good idea this year.
I'm gonna take Houston.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough one because I think Houston's defense could stop the Jets, but
I'm going to take Houston.
All right, there's your picks. Everybody get them in before the games kick off Sunday.
Let me run through them real quick. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's favored by 3.5. Tampa at Indy. Indy is a 2.5-point favorite underdog. Tennessee at New England. New England is getting 5.5. The Rams at Green Bay. Green Bay is favored by 1. And the Jets at Houston. Houston is favored by 3.
All right. There you have it. Let's get into Saints preview. And this is becoming and almost as traditional as the Lions and Dallas playing on Thanksgiving. The Saints playing on Saintsgiving, not just playing on Saintsgiving, but being the headlining act on primetime Saintsgiving night. This year, for the last couple of years, it's been the Falcons, but I guess they got bored with the Falcons since the Falcons suck so much, and they decided to give the Saints an actual challenge by throwing the Buffalo Bills at them. Even though the Buffalo Bills somehow seem to be on the slide, the schneid, the skids,
a yo-yo team.
So I know I took this hard stance. There's no way we beat Buffalo, but is there a way we can actually win this game?
Well, I think there is.
Buffalo played downstairs.
And his name is Andrew Christopher Breeze. First game, Breeze will be doing color commentary, and the first game, and they will be celebrating Drew Breeze at halftime.
Yeah, aren't they bringing
any? Yeah, he didn't have any fans, you know, that were there for his last game. So this is his big farewell to do. So
should be a packed out stadium, man.
Could we get some Breeze magic? Did he maybe touch Trevor Siemian on the arm and give him
on the cheek?
Give him some. Give him a birthmark.
That's how you know you've been touched by Breeze, like Jacob on Lost.
I'll tell you, when this game first came out, just to give you some ticket perspective, do y'all remember how expensive? Did you look at tickets for this game when the schedule first came out?
No. Mm-mm.
Tickets were high.
I'll bet.
Yeah, because, you know, I have.
Well, everybody thought this was going to be a preview of a Super Bowl. It could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at 49 with fees now.
Nice for those of you. It is Thanksgiving.
I think
please support the Saints. I think they'll have a good.
I think because of the Breeze stuff, they'll have a good crowd. You know, it is Thanksgiving evening, so I don't know. Maybe people are traveling and won't be able to get to it. But I think it still should be a good crowd. It should be a good live, loud crowd.
So, one thing I don't think it's gonna be.
Jeff's so excited he's yawning.
And one, I don't think it's gonna be a loud crowd. The reason to believe the Saints have a chance is if they mix in more Taysom. And do you think they're going to do that? But the other thing to keep in mind is the reason the Bills struggled against the Colts on Sunday isn't because the Bills are a yo-yo team, maybe not as much, Ben, but more so because the winter season has started in Buffalo and there were some strong winds and they could not pass the ball last week. That's why they struggled. Granted, both teams coming off a four-game. Well, they're a product of their own outdoor stadium more so. So now that they're going to be indoors, do we have a passing? Like, do we need to worry about their passing attack? Is Lattimore going to be the good Lattimore or the not?
He's up against Stephon Diggs, so that should motivate him.
Are we
so
as long as Marcus
Williams
back,
is not up is, against Stephon Diggs, I'm happy.
Are we getting CJ GJ back, or is he? This is last. Was he on IR?
He was not on the simulated practice.
Was he on IR though? If he was on IR, he would. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. This might be his last week. Because he tweeted something today about him coming back, but it must be for.
I think he'll be back for Dallas game.
Okay.
But then, hey, I thought Michael Thompson was back after the bye.
So the reason the Colts ran all over the Bills was because the Bills did not have Tremaine Edmonds for the second week in a row, or. Star Lataloli, who is a defensive tackle over there. I don't know who he is, but I'm just reading this. Star was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list.
So he'll be back probably this week. You would assume.
But if his Edmonds is still out, you might see it. Will we see Kamara? I don't know. But
hopefully we see Kamara. If we have Kamara, obviously we have a better chance of winning than if we don't. Right?
Without
and Armstead was down as Armstead was limited. Today in the simulated one, so there must be some hope of him coming back. So we'll see. It wouldn't surprise me if we go win this game. It really would.
I want us to win so bad, and I just don't want to get my hopes up because I don't want to be destroyed. Like that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. You want me to give you some really depressing thoughts? Here's a sentence: a backup quarterback playing with a backup running back and backup tackles.
Friend to backup wide receivers and a backup tight end.
I think a lot hinges on if Kamara is back this week or not.
Yeah.
And
I think it all hinges on
the, and you know and having some tackles. I wouldn't be shocked to see Ramchick back. I feel like it's that time of year for Teron Armstead.
After giving up 40 and giving up that many run yards, they need to kind of step it up. I know it was against Hurts and Josh Allen. Josh Allen still got some. You know, he's a little bit more
legs in him.
Yeah, he's got legs. He's not Hurts level, but, you know, just that RPO we just struggle with. So defenses need to come in and step it back up.
We need to get takeaways to win this game. We need to win that turnover battle.
Yeah, we definitely need to win the turnover. We can't have fumbles. We can't have picks. And we need to generate some turnovers.
If we can win that turnover battle, keep the penalties down, I'd say to 50 yards, then we've got a good chance. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. You saw what Buffalo happened to Buffalo when they played Jacksonville the other day, about a couple weeks ago. Like,
I have no idea.
I don't think anybody does.
I mean,
I go back and forth.
I felt like they were going to lose last week. I didn't really know how. Like I said, I wasn't angry at the Saints. Sad that we lost. I don't see a way that we can defeat the Buffalo Bills this week unless at least Kamara's back. If Kamara's back, Kamara's going to bring some of that holiday magic. You know, he'll wear some like really awesome cleats or do something wild like that. And the league's like
brown
gonna,
and
like,
orange cleats.
Yeah, the league's going to like put him on highlight videos and make lots of money off of them and then fucking fine him with the other hand.
So currently the Saints are getting 4.5.
So they're 4.5 point underdogs at home. That's a lot of points. So that's basically 7.5.
I would probably still take the Bills. Again, I'm on the assumption that Kamara is not playing and neither are our tackles. So I think that this is a patchwork Saints team. I think the Bills are playing indoors and they're going to let her fly. I think score prediction, Bills 35, Saints 22.
Surprised you went that high with the Saints score.
The garbage time yards.
Yep. I mean, they scored 22 in the fourth quarter against the Eagles.
Saints are going to cover this week.
Saints are going to win 21-17.
Saints lose 38-12 because we don't get any 2-point conversions and we don't get any extra points.
Can Blake Gilligan kick? Like, he can punt. Can he kick field goals?
I don't know.
I mean, at this point, anybody?
Can Morton Anderson just kick?
Did you see his tweet?
Why didn't they give him a call?
He can make an extra point.
Did y'all see his tweet? Morton Anderson.
Have they told him? Have they told Morton Anderson that they moved it from a 20-yard kick when he used to kick it to where it is now?
He could probably still make it where he is now.
I'm just saying, he trolled the Saints kicking situation on Twitter. Well, saying, maybe I should come out of retirement.
They spelled his fucking name wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
He owed him one.
Right. You think he's salty?
Just a little.
I just think he's clever.
Because he's
maybe a little bit like, petty. I don't know.
Remember, he did play for the Falcons.
I think he thinks he can kick, and he did play for the Falcons. I think he thinks he can kick. Oh, he's a mercenary for sure. I think he thinks he can kick.
All right, everybody. Any final thoughts before we close this one out?
Happy Traitors Week, you guys. Enjoy your little fun holiday.
July 4th is our Traitors
Week. Yeah, that's July 4th.
Yeah. Thanksgiving is when
in case you don't realize.
Thanksgiving when we had dinner with the people that already occupied this space.
That's not about you. That's actually it is.
It is about you.
It's your people, Ben, who came here and did what they did. So this is more your holiday than ours.
You're imperialists.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's midweek football that I get to watch. It's good over here. I propose that we have a
cook-off on Thursday. So we've been talking a lot of trash in the chat about who has better food or taste in food.
You guys have got better food, 100%. So how about on Thursday
we settle it once and for all, and we'll post photos of what we're eating that day, and you post photos of what you're eating that day, and we'll see who wins
of their
meat, regular Thursday night.
Their meat that's just a cube of
he's gonna grayish have a turkey sandwich. Oh yeah.
Spam on toast.
That's right.
happy Thanksgiving to all the Don't Patrol Nation and the Houdat Nation.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Enjoy it. Get to spend time with your loved ones. Although two of mine are in New York, so I won't see them. But my daughter's marching to the Thanksgiving Day parade. Go look for her.
That's what's going on.
So look for her. Spirit of America she's in a green costume.
I used to, as a kid, used to love watching the Thanksgiving Day parade as part of the tradition while my mom or grandma was cooking. and it was several years ago, and it only like every year when you turn it on, I cringe even more and more every year. It is the biggest fucking infomercial. I hate it. Like, it's horrible.
Well, I mean, if you like, I'm not trying to shit on your daughter watching the parade, but they do a lot of like the musical numbers from Broadway shows and things like that. The balloons are still cool for the kids, and then the kids like seeing Santa. Santa's always at the end of the parade, so they like seeing that.
Like that part, I get. Like, it's great for kids. I get it. And I like that for them. But as an adult, I can't.
It's definitely something I will DVR and fast forward to where my daughter is on. And
the five seconds.
That's going to be my limit. Right. Right. They stop in front of Macy's and they do a dance and everything.
I can't
like
watch
that.
The BTS lip sync to whatever song that's coming out of the Mickey Mouse Club or whatever.
I'm excited that you know who BTS is. My daughter.
I only know it because BTS, of your
because
daughter.
Of my daughter.
Is that the Korean guys?
That is.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I knew that.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Don't pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that. Cool shade, stunner, yeah, owe it all to my mother. Hot like summer, yeah, I'm making you sweat like that. Break it down.
They won 3 awards on the AMAs last night.
Oh, are they going to have like a live Squid Games?
We should play. Cool. A live
Squid Games would be awesome.
My final thought is I'm considering doing an entire episode in character as former WWL radio personality Corey Johnson. And so I just want to ask the listenership, if anyone thinks that's a good idea, let me know. Like, if anybody wants to vote that's something that I do in the future for one episode, I'll do the whole episode as Corey Johnson. Old school WWL style, all the Corey Johnsonisms. The worst, you're looking like you don't know who Corey Johnson is, the worst broadcaster there.
No, I know who he is.
It's just,
I just think it's one of those ideas that's probably better thought of but not actually executed. Because I'll give you a couple of reasons why not. One, you're probably high whenever you came up with the idea. Two, you do a good Corey Johnson. The question, can you really sustain an hour-long show or 45 minutes of doing Corey Johnson?
I can
and
do an hour.
Three, do our listeners really know who Corey Johnson was?
That's what I'm trying to find out. So if you think that's a good idea, let me know. If you think it's a I guess what Jeff's saying
I think it's a bad idea.
Bobby and Kenner, you're next up on the game, Bobby. Bobby in Kenner. What happened?
A little rumor.
Little jet engine fell off a plane and landed on your house?
No, I heard a little rumor, man. I want you to tell me what you think about it.
Let's hear it, Bobby.
I heard some guy from another radio station named Stephen Watts.
Well, yeah, Bobby, what is your problem with that? Stephen Watts. Bobby.
It's supposed to
get a light. Bobby, stop for a second. Stop. Look, Bobby, watch. Stephen Watts. I've said it a bunch now. Are you that much of a loser where you call me with that? Dude,
man,
come up with something. What do you do for a living?
That's my first time calling.
I know, and you're a loser. You're right off the bat. A bad call. What do you do for a living?
Dude, what's going on with this? I heard he's getting the Monday Night
Football
job.
What do you do for a living?
Corey,
Can you answer my question?
Corey, don't tell me you're jealous of him now.
Bobby, I don't even know who the guy is.
What do you do for a living? Stephen Watts. I heard he's getting a Monday Night Football job.
He's getting the Monday Night gig. What do you do for a living, pal? I'm just curious because, I mean, there's you and there's two dudes in another room giggling like little 12-year-olds, and I'd like to know, A, how old you are, and B, what you do for a living, Bobby.
I'm a coach.
How old are you?
23.
And you're a coach where?
But I need you to tell me.
Where are you a coach?
Is there any kind of substance to this?
Yeah, he's the guy. I agree with you. Where are you
a
coach?
Do you really?
Yes. Where are you a coach?
I mean, I'm hearing it all over
town. Do you want to just keep pounding me? Jack.
This guy's Stephen Watts.
Jack.
I keep hearing Stephen Watts.
Right.
Stephen Watts. Stephen Watts.
Jack. Thank you. Unbelievable. You know the sad part? That's entertaining radio. Bobby doesn't even get it. Him and his pals are giggling, but they just helped my program. They're not laughing anymore over there. Hey, you dudes, quit holding hands on the couch as well. 23-year-old coach. Freddie in the Calliope Housing Project. What the
hell? Man, what the hell he's talking about?
Exactly.
Stephen Watts, I'll step your ass all right.
I shit on Scott's Thanksgiving Day parade. I'm shitting on your Corey Johnson. What do you got, Ben, that I can shit on?
You shit on Ben already for not having Thanksgiving.
Yeah. For assuming that it's a U.S.
British holiday.
It's non independence day.
Y'all don't celebrate Thanksgiving over there?
No, they don't. It's
no,
a
American
And there, y'all came here and had dinner with the Native Americans.
Y'all don't do that over there. That's wrong.
Canada has a Thanksgiving though. Canada's Thanksgiving is in October.
Canada knows what's up.
Well, because it was white settlers too.
No, we literally, yeah.
So is Thanksgiving?
Do you have an equivalent? Is there equivalent?
There isn't really. You like,
there's not like
you got like the patron saint days. You got like,
they don't even Saint have George's, Christmas Saint over George's there. Days. They have Boxing Day,
but you don't have it like, so you guys get shitted out of one holiday. Like, it's a pretty good one because you get good food in football and day off. Maybe,
yeah. What is your food holiday? What's your big food holiday?
Christmas.
Oh, this is like, okay, this is so like,
do you have a second food holiday?
No, it's a problem of obesity in America.
I don't think I believe you. I don't think I believe Ben. I think Ben's just wrong.
There's not. There really isn't.
You're forgetting a holiday, and all the other UK listeners are going to be like, Ben left something out.
Ben, you forgot about.
We actually do have an equivalent.
Where's James when you need him?
You forgot about the boot.
We have an equivalent
to
Thanksgiving. It's called
the boot
this.
On the boot with the boot.
Yeah.
No, we generally don't have like. Yeah,
what about
we don't
Brexit
have,
Day?
Y'all
not
eat turkey.
You like
turkey
sit around
for Brexit?
Eat European food. No. No one wants
kebabs?
That.
What do you have? You have Polish sausage. You have German bratwurst. You have French fries. You have paella.
French fries all French, man.
I know, but that's what I got. It's like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Speaking of, has anybody seen the new Ghostbusters
yet? I have not. I want to really bad there. Yeah. My son wants to go see it. He's only 5. He knows what Ghostbusters are. He keeps asking me to go see it, so we're going to go see it.
He might be too young for that, huh?
I asked him. I asked him. He said he wanted to go. He's going. No. I said, you're not going to be scared? He's like, no, I'll be fine. Like, okay.
It's all about Spider-Man. That's the only film I'm looking forward to seeing.
That's going
to
be good.
That's going to be pretty epic. So is that what you're going to do on Thanksgiving? Well, it's not Thanksgiving.
No, we get it 2 days early. Then you guys get it on the 17th. We get it on the 15th. Though,
yeah, they get it earlier than we do.
This is stupid.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Go watch it. Funniest.
And that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network, where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show.
Which is going to be renamed.
The Dome Patrol. Why?
Because we can't get a 2-Point Conversion. We're 0-9 in the past 2 years of 2-Point Conversions.
Well, you can't do an actual reaction to the game either, but you keep doing it. So it's the attempt.
Do you guys mind just shitting on my show?
There it is. There's something to shit on. All right. The 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show, the Dome Patrol Podcast, BS and Beer Saints Podcast, Pelican Plunge, Premier League Podcast, Taking the Over with Billy Gunn and the Tigers Den. Follow each show on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast, at Dome Patrol UK, at BS and Beer Media, at Taking the Over, at Tiger_Podcast, and at Dome Patrol Prem. Follow us on Facebook for live streams. If you want to participate in game day chat, DM us on Twitter to get an invitation to the Dome Patrol Discord server. And if you want to listen to us the old fashioned way, go to Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, real big fish donkeys. I love you. Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table.
I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, boo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.